Fellowship Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us. Our passage for today is going to come from Colossians chapter 1. I'm going to pick it up in verse 9, and this starts one of Paul's famous prayers to start his letters. He starts many of his letters with a prayer for the church that he is writing to. And they're also, as much as they're famously long and run-on sentence-y. But everything that in there, in that content, is really good. And I encounter this one in my Bible reading plan this week, and I thought, this is a really good summary of what Paul, and therefore the Holy Spirit's, because this is an inspired passage of Scripture, view for the Christian life is, or at least growing in the Christian life. And it hits a lot of the things that God longs for us to have as his children, as his sons and daughters, living our Christian life in relationship with him. And so we're going to pick this up in Colossians 1, verse 9, which says, "And so, from the day we heard..." And what they heard was that the Colossians were genuine believers, practicing their faith, really making a go at being the church. "And so from the day that we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with..." What? There's a lot of things that we could write here that Paul might long for this church to be filled with. And the first thing he says is knowledge. "With the knowledge of his will and all spiritual wisdom and understanding." We talk rightly and biblically about the idea that the Christian life is not a religion, it's a relationship. And it is a relationship. But it is a relationship that is going to grow to the extent that we know God, that we know who he is, that we know the things that he values, and we know that the things that he longs for us to do and to be and to know. So our Christian life is a relationship that is going to be marked by knowledge of God. Now, this is true in any relationship. You know, we enter into a relationship with Jesus, and often we think, okay, well, now I have Jesus. Well, you know, imagine if I married Josie, and then after our wedding day, I really didn't talk to her that much unless I wanted something. I didn't make an effort to get to know her. I would be missing out on knowing a wonderful, lovely, beautiful person. How much more are we missing out when we do not engage in knowing and learning about our Heavenly Father, who is infinitely beautiful and powerful and wonderful and wise and interesting? And so we want to be filled with knowledge. And we primarily know more about who God is and what he wants for us through his word. And why would we do that? That we may be filled with the knowledge of his will and all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. So the more that we know God, the more that we are able to live to God. We live in a way that pleases the Lord. All of us in our lives have people that we want to please. We are not meant to be isolated, only living for ourselves creatures. We live in relationship. And so very often people that we want to please when we're young are our parents. And then we get a little bit older, and the people we want to please are our friends and our peer group. And then we get a little bit older, and if we're a guy, we want to please a girl. And if we're a girl, we want to please a guy. There are people, the praise of the praiseworthy is a very valuable thing. And so teachers, mentors, people we look up to that approve of us, we want to live in a way that is pleasing to them. But ultimately, this is all to point us to living to please our Heavenly Father. And there are ways that we can live that are more pleasing to him. And we grow in our ability to do so to the extent that we know him through his word. And we know what he longs for us to do and who he longs for us to be. Going on, verse 11, "being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might for all endurance and patience with joy." This Christian life is not going to be easy. Nowhere in Scripture does it say that the Christian life will be easy. But we are going to meet that with two things, according to verse 11 here. With power, endurance, patience. So with strength, we're going to face difficult circumstances, face this life with power and strength that comes from God, according to his glorious might, it says. And with, what's this last word? It doesn't necessarily follow. And with joy. With all endurance and patience, with joy. Scripture tells us to rejoice in our sufferings. Count it all joy when you face trials of various kinds. Rejoice in the Lord always, Scripture says. And the only way that we're able to do this is through the strength that God provides, by knowing Him and by living the life that He has called us to live. He supernaturally gives us the strength and the joy that we need to experience the best of this life. Giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the dominion of darkness, transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. And the grounds for all of this is what God has already done for us through Christ Jesus. We have the forgiveness of sins. We have redemption. We've been bought back into a relationship with God, which allows us to do all of these things. This is our grounds for living this way that Paul is praying for the church, for you and I, to live. So knowledge, pleasing God, having strength and joy, all of these are bought for us on the cross by Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, offering salvation to us, the good news, the gospel, for which we should be, as it says here, grateful, giving thanks to God. This is what our lives should be increasingly marked by, and it is possible not because we're special people, but because God is good, He is faithful, and He empowers us through His grace to live this way. So practical takeaway from this. Paul is praying this for the church in Colossae. And maybe we want to pray this for ourselves. We want to say, God, I want to be living the life that You've called me to live. And so we can take the Word of God and we can pray this as our own personal prayer to God out of His Word. Or maybe we want to pray this for our family, for our friends, for believers we know and love that are struggling. And we can pray for them to grow in their walk in the Lord, to grow in their knowledge of God, to grow in their living a life that God is pleased by, growing in strength and in joy, growing in gratitude for who God is and what He has done. And we can be assured that God will hear and answer these prayers because we pray them out of His Word through His Holy Spirit-inspired Scripture. So God, we thank You for this prayer in Colossians 1. We thank You for the encouragement it gives us. Help us to seek You, to know You more, to live the life that You have called us to live in strength and in joy and with gratitude for who You are and what You have done. And Lord, may we be agents of Your will for others in the way that we pray for them and seek them to live these kinds of lives. We'll give You all the praise and glory for it. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning in for another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.